Okay, for everybody listening to the radio stream, I got a question. If anybody's still connected and talking, I'm not able to get hold of Bob at all. He's not answering any of his chats or answering his phone or anything. The service that we contract the conference line to, their website is mostly down. I'm getting a home page. That's all I get. Our control panels and everything else are dead to the world. So I don't know what's going on. Apparently they had a major meltdown of some kind. I'm getting messages on the private studio chat from Jenny. She can't get through either, and I know a bunch of people have been knocked off. Just before I got knocked off the second time, I know Bob was still talking with two or three people, so maybe it's working in some areas and not working in others, and maybe Bob's happily chatting away, doesn't realize that we had a meltdown. As everybody knows, he doesn't pay attention to the board except when he wants to, so I don't know what's going on. I'm just going to play music until I get hold of Bob or figure something else out or Turbo Bridge comes back online. Susanna, Gene, four or five other people, you're not alone. A bunch of people got knocked off, including the studio. So there we have it. Hang in there. Well, they'll either fix it or they won't. That's about all I can say at this point. That's subcontracted, so I'm trying to jam to get hold of customer support, but they're probably down in their network center going nuts trying to figure out what broke, and they're not answering either. So we'll see what happens. Hang in there.
That frozen concoction, it helps me hang on.
Okay, here's what's going on. I hung up my monitor line and called in, and I was in a private chat with Ion and Croatia and Madeline, and now there's about four or five people there. Leon is there, and Ion copped out. He says he did do it. at any rate,
really?
Yeah, well, he was harassing me, but that's whatever. Any rate, here's what I recommend. I recommend everybody hang up and call back in, and theoretically wind up over there, or else you'll wind up lost in space going, warning, warning, emergency, emergency.
But he did jokingly at least say that he did it.
Actually, I'm not sure exactly what he said. Everybody was laughing and cutting out.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
You are connected in HD audio. Please record your name after the tone and press the pound key. There are 22 parties in the conference. This call is being recorded.
What are you talking about, Ian? Oh, Ian, Bill says you did this. Did you knock the system?
Of course. That we are sorting the wheat from the chaff. And if you need Wikipedia turned off, we can do that too. And it only took you 45 minutes to get Roman Spa, for Pete's sake.
Well, Ion, just to let you know, you've got the wheat, the chaff, and at least one chapped.
Yay! How wonderful.
Hey, Bill,
hey, y'all.
It was Ion broadcasting when we were over there, last 5-10 minutes.
No, you guys were broadcasting, but I hung up the studio line, called back, and we're all in the same tent, at least for a while.
Go, I should reconnect. Well, Ion's like, okay, I should reconnect with the turbo thing, right? Redo that.
Yeah.
Don't tell us, Bob.
There's
20-odd
people.
Don't tell us, Bob. Yeah, don't tell us, Bob. We'll be into you.
Fucking Ion, take it over.
Keep it a secret like the international shipping. Don't let the international shipping out. Don't let that part out. Whatever you do.
You hear that, Carol? Hey, Carol,
she's
get mad. Watch it. No, you fucking machete. She's going to get mad at you.
Are you going to blow it too, Ion?
Oh, no.
We already agreed.
We already agreed. There was never an issue. There was never an issue.
Fix it.
There was never an issue.
Can I claim about international shipment, because I have ordered the international shipment and it is two prices. One is $20.95 and second is $46.
What happens is the cheaper one is slower, but it turns out that'll go through customs.
Yes.
And you'll have to have a broker, and then they'll charge you fees. So it's a mess. The whole international shipping business is a mess, and it's a real dilemma. I think what other shippers do is they'll kind of illegally give a cheap price or say it's a gift or, you know, something. But, you know, I can't get our fulfillment house involved in that sort of illegality.
No, fuckery. You must go with transparency. That is all that's all right with business.
Right.
This
right.
is okay. Everything is okay.
Yeah, that's the problem, Yosef, and, you know, maybe some countries, they won't have that customs restriction and it'll work, so people just have to figure out what, you know, what their country is.
Yeah, they're going to have to figure out it. It won't be long. Just the sending ones are going to get it, and it won't be shipping that stops it either. Don't you worry.
Y'all got this. Y'all got this. You got it. You got it. It's no problem. No problem.
Yeah, I can see that right now, but I don't know what that says, so I'm not going to say it, but it's implied.
Inferred. It's not implied, it's inferred.
Not everybody's going to make it. Not everybody's going to have fun.
The whole thing of it is if there's much grumbling, then it's a separation. It's what this is nothing other than a separation. You want a connection. So if you're having this issue individually, it's a separation because not everyone is. So they alone will give you the heads up, just like connecting on this call, connecting on this radio, connecting on this part of the cloud. Some can get in, some can can't. Some are in that weren't in, and some aren't in that weren't in, and back and forth, and up and down and over.
You know, it's amazing kind of that Madeline made the cut. I mean, Madeline actually got to the...
Madeline,
the
yeah! ...and don't have boundaries, so... They would pick up on shifting portals, and it just was a shift that the bird got between.
The whole house shifted then, or the bird shifted?
The whole house is a portal. Do you think those birds actually fly all the way to Capistrano every year? They use a portal.
The house is burned down, so what's up with the portal?
Imagine that. It's still a portal, and you burned it down for a good reason.
Are you saying that it was my choice to burn it down?
We're saying, as a god, how else would it burn down? We're just asking the question. There's nothing nefarious going on here.
Another god might have burned it down.
Okay. Were they aware it was a portal?
I don't know.
Something wicked this way comes.
Will the stone be blown up this spring? Will the god that burned the house down dynamite the stone?
That's interesting. You want to? You don't have to blow it up to get through it.
When you said during Bobfest that I was going back, is that the exact location that you were talking about?
It's available. Doesn't have to be, but it's available.
It's available to live there.
Go back there.
It's the portal's not
go back
available.
Go back. The portal is available. Very good. Very good. Very good.
Oh, and I...
Can... Remember the piece of glass on the mantle?
Which mantle? Where? In the house?
Yeah. Wherever the flues and the chimneys apply. Yes, dear.
Well, honey, the mantle, that might be a southern term. The mantle, I don't have a definition for.
Your fireplace.
Surround of a fireplace.
There's no fireplace in that house.
In the living room, there was a fireplace. Now, if you did away with the fireplace, okay, fine. But there was a fireplace.
Okay. It was a log cabin. It was a very old house.
And it still had a fireplace. But that very old houses, how did you heat it otherwise? On that fireplace, on that mantle, was a piece of art glass.
That's in the past.
There is no time, so there is no past. There is only now. See, so you're having shifts. Okay, this is not a problem. We're giving you information, and you're not warring it. That's good. So here's what's going to happen. You're going to bump into a piece of art glass. And you're going to figure a clever and witty way to allow it into your perception. For example, somebody will give it to you. The house burned down, and there's this piece of art glass that was there. My great-granny, great-great-granny used to live there. And she said, give it to whoever. Give it to Ethel. If you find Ethel, make sure you give it to Ethel.
She's got a new number. Make sure you give it to her. No one else. You've got to give it to her and tell her that it's on the great big mantle, the surround of that big fireplace of the house, the portal that burned to the ground. Make sure she has it. And then when you have it, you're going to go, Ion, you're not going to believe it. I had this wonderful, wonderful Venetian piece of art glass with all that Murano gold flips all the way through it, and it's so amazing. And they said it sat on the mantle just like you said. I can't believe it. Blah, 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 blah. When it shows up, and then when you get all that worked out, call us.
Well, how fun is that? I will.
Yeah.
Now, one more thing about that time period, because my roommate and I went through some sort of a ceremony, and my roommate spoke words in another language, and I found a toning came out of my mouth, Ion, and I actually repeated it this morning, and it's the same kind of vibration, or there's a natural or an automatic autonomous vibration in my throat.
Mm-hmm. Like a resonance, we know.
Is that useful?
Sure, you're talking to the angels.
So the words that came out of my roommate's mouth, that was an actual defined angel language?
Of course. We can give it to you right now, but we're not so sure that Achieve Radio is stable enough right at this moment. Sorry, Bill. Maybe on a stronger day, maybe. We'd hope for so much more. But, yeah, you can speak angel. Just don't do it in anger now.
No.
Or no. Just change that up. If you get real pissed off, I mean just mad as a hatter, angry, just crazy, start speaking angel, just furious. Watch what happens. Don't be around anyone you really love when you do that either. We used to say never, 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 no. And then finally we was like, it used to be, fuck them if they can't take a joke. And you turn it all around now. And now I choke them if they can't take a fuck.
Ooh.
It makes it real easy. Because then what happens is the ones that's going to get this are going to get it. And the ones that ain't anyway. So it really doesn't make much difference. Let's get on with it. Then it becomes fun.
I am very much in my present.
That's all there is. You're also very much in the future.
Yes. And I have some past that I got to clean up, I think. Don't you?
No, you don't.
You're very much in it. You're very much in it.
You're very much in it. You're in it. You can rewrite it. Unwrite it. Dewrite it. Deregulate it. Deunionize it.
Creative and having fun with it. Have fun.
Creative schmative. Come on. You're rewriting history all over the time. It won't be long until you'll change and you'll say that the South won the Civil War if you keep going at this rate. You rewrote everything under the sun. Next thing you know, Abraham Lincoln was a pedophile, for Pete's sake. I was accused of having relations with the President Lincoln before the Southern states took over and raided the White House. Somebody will write that shit down. It'll come, and next thing there'll be a meme that comes along. And then the grassy knoll will make a whole new conversation. Mary Todd lost her baby because she killed it because she's afraid the president's going to have relations with the baby. And then on and on. You know, it just goes on.
Well, what? Should I just make it all up then? Just write it up and make it up? And
you have. You have.
All along.
Made it all up, yeah.
And it came true anyway. It's fun to us that you have the question, well, there's some past that I may need to work on. Well, if it's past, what are you going to do about it? You know that you can. It's in your now. Because if there's past you got to clean up, that means you got to go back there to do that. Okay?
Yeah.
And you ain't got to blow that rock up to have that portal. It's still a portal.
Yeah.
Dig a little deeper, honey. Dig a little deeper. You'll see. That rock will get a little harder. Or something. If you need us to reseal those portals, darling, you just let us know. Portals are our specialty.
To reseal them?
Absolutely.
I'll just keep seeing how it goes, and I'll call you.
Go with it. Go with it. And you see the amber waves of grain, go with it.
Can we talk about magnetism a little bit and how it relates to what you were talking to John about last week?
Go ahead.
You talked about it a couple times in this past year. We've got the concept of repelling a little mixed up. And I remember that you said that we attract. So if there are two particles that are both negatively charged...
Hold on. Just like this noise, the background noise, that's negative. You see? That's negative. The influx of that conversation is negative. And yet, it's drawn to us. Do you see?
It's there. It's there.
But magnets don't attract. You're not attracting that ridiculous noise. You're not attracting it.
No, and it's still there.
But what you're doing is you're repelling it closer to you. Do you know when you repel off the side of a rock wall, you bounce back toward the wall? Well, if you repel from it, you bounce right back to it. Okay. Magnets don't attract. They only repel. When they connect north to south poles, the reason they snap and come together is they're trying to make the north and south poles be further apart. It makes a complete circuit, so north and south is further apart.
So the distance gets longer.
It's greater. It's greater. Don't say longer. Say greater.
Greater. The distance is greater between north and south.
Now, what's happening right now today, someone asked the question earlier, like what's going on in the world. Well, here's what's going on in the world. The North and South Pole are convening a little bit, which is causing some of your ice cap shifts going. It's going to help with the changing of some of the oceans, especially what you call sea level.
You're talking about the tides.
Yes, we are. Red tide.
What's the noise in the background?
I don't know. It's not coming through as a red voice.
Converging. It's converging.
I'm illustrating.
What? Could it be me?
Oh, look, I got knocked out again. Notice there's currently no conference in progress.
Yes, you are.
But we
You're
still hear you.
We don't need a conference. You're in the clouds. Y'all need to shake yourselves and come on into this world now. You've been wanting it. You've got it.
I'm in the cloud.
Yeah, we don't go by Bill anymore. We're broadcasting no matter what because we're Iandom.
We're in the cloud.
We're in the cloud.
It's Akito.
Oh, Akito.
Hey, I was on before, but you didn't hear me.
Yes, it did.
We heard you for a bit.
Okay. Hey, Ion. Is Carolyn there too?
Hey. Yep.
Oh, good. This is a perfect moment I've been waiting for. Hey, Ion, did you know that Carolyn and cheap fuckface Bob gave me $1,000 for doing the Bob Fest?
Yes. We
approved
it.
Everyone thinks Bob is a really cheap guy or selfish megalomania, but no.
No.
This guy is a really fucking sweet man.
Well, Akito, here's what we can tell you with great authority and power. You did not interfere with his ice cream money.
There was no generosity, Akito. You did not affect my economy at all, is what Ion's saying. So it was hardly
if
an
you had a, if it would have been Bob gets ice cream or Akito gets 107,000 yen, then guess what? You'd be SOL, my friend.
SOL is what?
Shit out of luck.
Shit out of luck. Shit out of luck. Yeah, well, anyway, I've been waiting for this timing to just want to say to everyone that, you know, Bob and Carolyn are fucking fantastic. And I didn't do Bob Fest for the money. I just did it for myself. I figured that it may help some other Ionettes, but never for the money. You know, I didn't expect this.
That's what Bob says, and of course we always remind him, says, no, but you do need someone to pay your bills.
and hey, you know, Kelly, if you need a tax write-off, you can send more, and I'll do something else.
How wonderful. That's a little, he's offering to be your illegitimate children.
Yes, yes, adopt me. take me away from my father.
Yeah.
Oh, we like your father.
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah. I just want to take this moment to some Ionettes who helped me do the Buff Fest. I just want to thank Susanna, Wendy, Goran, Jean, Bert from Switzerland, and Mark for helping me and Ed out. Thank you so much. I hope you're listening.
Most of them are here.
I'm here, Akito. Thank you for doing it.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're right.
You guys really went out of your ways to do it. I mean, there's so much content there. It's incredible.
Bob and Carolyn are wonderful and generous with everything they're doing.
And of course, Bob too. Carolyn, we all know she's lovely, but not so many people realize that Bob is a wonderful person, too. And I noticed that when I did his tiny note chart, you know, he was demanding a lot, but I've noticed how passionate this guy is about his work. And as a designer myself, I really have a big respect for a person who takes their work very seriously and passionately. I find Bob as a professional, I mean, real professional, and I have a lot of respect for you, Bob. Kudos to you.
Thank you, Akito.
Now you can wire me the
$5,000. That's good.
That's enough about Bob, Akito. You could be spody to keep this up.
He's a pain
and non-physical anthropomorphic asshole.
Up to non-physical asshole. Yeah, I should shut up because I think Bob's going to get embarrassed for the first time. I don't think he's used to this.
You have to spell all the words right. His way is the only way that's right. That was a colon, not a semicolon. What are you trying to say? You don't know what you're talking about. It's ridiculous. It's clear. Look at the sentence. I don't even know. I said the sentence, and I don't even know what it says. Now, let's see. That can't be in that possession. Can't be possessive. How could it be possessive? This is something archaic. Archaic can't have possession. So you've got to make the subject and the verbs match. And so that's the first trouble. Now, next is this grammar. It needs to apply to punctuation. Without punctuation, you do not have grammar. Is it something like that, Akito? Well, the good news is we have taken a shine to you.
Define shine?
They like
no.
you. They like you a lot.
They like you, Akito.
Oh, so you like to shine my head more, my shaved head.
we were going to powder it. It's a little too carnauba wax isn't the way to go. A little powder would probably work there.
So, Akito, what's your question? Go ahead, Akito.
Remember we were talking about the world I was in? And I really have to re-listen to the recording many times because a lot of breaks that I wasn't able to hear. And also I was so confused about which world I was in.
That you recognized that there was confusion. That's good because you are questioning the worlds themselves. Okay? That's good. That's good. Because you were able to question it. You didn't quite get it, but that you knew enough to know it wasn't the normal world. When Fukushima blew, purple, blue, everything changed, yes or no?
Yes, it did.
Okay. In your world, is it a better world or a lesser world than before it blew?
Well, for releasing the H-197 and me and my mother happily inhaling the radiation and contamination, and since we are totally free from the fear of the radiation, in that sense, I'm happy. I'm happier.
What's wrong with radiation?
No, I'm saying I'm happier.
Okay. You're taking your drops like you're supposed to, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Nothing has fallen off your body that you would like to hang on to, has it?
No, but since you mentioned that, there's one thing I'm a little concerned about. Is my skin. I don't have a very tough skin. I have a very sensible skin to begin with. But, lately I'm getting a rash on my left ear. It gets kind of flaky.
Behind your ear.
I did. I've tried that for 2 weeks now, but it hasn't gotten better.
Then it's your body changing. So shark fin soup.
Are you telling me to take collagen?
No, I'm telling you to eat shark fin soup.
Shark fin soup. And could you tell me the reason for that?
And apply Renew to one drop on your rash behind your ear. It's just an eczema, that's all it is. Get a little more sunshine, you'll be all right.
Okay, and also it's similar to the rash. It's around my left eyebrow. It looks like a burn mark. I don't know what it is. I apply the Renew to clean it up, but it's getting worse, and the color is getting a little dark. And it's just like crazy.
Good. Keep doing it. That's good.
Keep applying more Renew? Put more Renew.
Yes, a little tiny bit, but yes, keep doing that. You'll be fine.
Once a day?
Twice a day. Morning
twice
and night.
A day. Okay. And also...
That's a need of money. The new Renew coming out, let's just talk about that for a second. You guys have no clue what's going on in the new Renew. You have no idea. No idea at all whatsoever. The way it's shifting, the dermis is, you're going to be making up things to be wrong to be able to use more Renew.
I just got my Renew a month ago. That's not the one you're talking about?
That is
about?
The one.
That is the
that
one.
That is the one.
Uh-huh. And also, my eyesight is failing lately. I can't even read a book.
It's those damn line eyes of yours that got you this shit to start with.
Good.
There are none so blind as those who will not see. You're exactly right. We agree. Take your step and come into your place of power. And stop apologizing for being a god. Let's go.
But it sucks. I just got Gravity's Rainbow, and I will read it, but I can't read it because I can't read the letters.
Get you some glasses if you've got to have.
I do have glasses, and I did apply a drop of a Renew under my eyes.
Did nobody tell you to do all that? Come on.
Okay, so it's not for me.
What do you mean it's not for you? We say one little thing and you change your whole dynamic. Slow up a second. All we're talking about is your sightedness. Your sightedness is changing. That's all. If you need to change your prescription or go to a different set of cheaters, get a different set of cheaters. But don't run around here getting on the radio telling everybody that you damn blind when you ain't no more blind than Bob is. And your sight is changing. You're not in a bad state in a bad way. Two tears in a bucket, motherfuck it. Let's go. Get on with it. Take a double barrel, put your knife and cut your eyeballs out. If they ain't doing any more good than that, I wouldn't hold on to them. Scriptures are real clear. If something offends you in your body, pluck it out so it won't bother you no more. Poke them out. You'll be fine. Can't cause you any more travail than they are plugged into you pocket holes as they are right now. So the message here that crosses over cultures and boundaries is God is going to come into a place where you're not sorry. If you want it changed, you change it. Now you're noticing it. We'll give you all that. You're a keto, so you've got more ass patches than most of them have gotten so far anyway. Beyond that, it's time to come along now and start embracing the place of power that you have created. What would your mother say?
About what?
Your eyesight.
She's concerned.
Good. So she's concerned. You know why she's concerned? Because you've got to come into your place of power. But you're making these things to be less than so you can overcome them so you can be more than. And we're saying you don't have to be less than to be more than. Just be more than.
Yeah, I've noticed she's getting antsy lately. Yeah.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, I like to see more. I remember doing my
Akito.
Yeah.
Hey, Ian, could you fix the internet? We're off, or we're in another zone. There's only a few people on here. Bill,
well, we don't know. We don't know. We'll have to go to Wikipedia and see if there's a There's some magical fail on the Wikipedia. Hold on. Let's get the Googler. Y'all got a Googler? Let's get that Googler. Let's get the Googler and see if the answer is in the cloud. That's what we'll do. See, we just a little nonsense. Find us. It's amazing. Read the big words. Anyway, I mean, my stars is just nonsensical. So, well, I guess if you'll go ahead and check and give us the URL, we can get the URL of where to go, and we'll be happy to kill the internet. Bobber. That's what it is. We have to make a new internet. Why don't we? I'm tired of the World Wide Web. It's kind of crowded.
Kind of cloudy.
I mean, Bill thinks it's disconnected. Ion's going forward. This is total discontinuity in the internet world here, what's happening. This is what's going to be like on the EMP day. Ion all over the place. Everything's on and off.
We'll get them on hooked up on the long wave. Y'all get on the long wave, short wave.
Fantastic. This is hologramic LSD.
Ion has pulled us into the clouds.
Yeah, we're in the clouds.
Some of us. Madeline didn't make it. Madeline had it for a couple of minutes, but she's long gone. We'll start having
I'm
you
here?
Little mini foot. Oh, sure. You're not registered. Get off. You're not registered.
Bill, be sure and charge Bob double on this when you're working overtime today. Double or nothing today. It's all you can do.
Probably like 25 people on here, but on the turbo bridge, there's only 3 people.
Bob.
We don't even know who they are.
Bob.
3 people listed. Way to go, Bill. Get in the spirit of things here.
What happened is the conference split again, so I called into the other one, and I conferenced both of them together.
So they're here.
Yeah, they're all here. There's a bunch of people. Sarah.
But I don't get to see their names. I don't get to see their names under these conditions.
Well, you don't look anyway. What difference?
I do. I am looking when you're talking. I'd rather look than listen to you. I'm looking and studying it.
I want to ask about coitus.
You want coitus?
Too much excitement. Dinah ain't gone to bed yet. Y'all here.
Dinah ain't gone to bed yet. No,
we got a good one working for you. Don't you worry. It's coming. We didn't know if it was a big old good one or a good old big one. We wasn't sure.
Either way, it sounds grand.
Should I redo Turbo
grand.
Bridge?
There you go.
Maybe I should redo Turbo Bridge. That'll hook everybody in.
Yeah, you start pushing buttons, Bob. That's the thing to do.
Yeah, just like Fukushima.
You're fearless leader. You're fearless leader. What do I do, Carolyn? Do we push this button? No, Bob.
I'm a little child. I am the leader. I am the little child. I'm leading you.
Our fearless leader, Captain Bob.
I knew I could do hologramic hallucinations, and this is the first time we're doing it, you know, in the chip body, environmental hallucinations. That's what I knew we could do that.
We'll give you the other side. Bob had a private session and was railing on about this other stuff the other day, and it liked to got ugly. So it was like, it was a white knuckled flight, to say the least.
What was I
talking about? The Wikipedia.
Oh, the Wikipedia, yes. And someone said that did get broadcast. Pamela out in Australia says that did get completely broadcast. Right, Pamela? Confirm your message. Prove that. And then so that was done.
Like she can hear it now.
Right, but the thing is people can now ask Ion about the Wikipedia since that was said, that was done. Are you on coitus? Great pickup line, Bob. You on coitus? Great pickup line. Well, that would work in Iondom. Yeah, in Iondom, that would be a great line.
And then you can remind them and you can tell Bobby that, Bob, when you get too old to cut the mustard, just remember to lick the jar.
Look, hey, I Cyberstone was jealous that I was basking in Aikido adulation. But Cyberstone, he never participates. He just types. He's over there. He never gets in here, never talks. He's over there in England. And he says, I am going to be sick.
You beat him to death. You beat him to death every time he tries to peep his little head in, you chop it off.
No, so I don't say nothing to him. I don't say nothing to him. It's one of the first times.
Your speaker won't work. Your phone doesn't work. You can't do this. You can't do that. I don't know. You're inappropriate in every way, and I don't know why I call. You can't make a film. You don't want
inappropriate in every way.
I'm here for 25 hours, 7 days a week, 25 and a half hours a day, and I get up here and work all this out together. I bring you all the non-physical. I create a whole new world. I get everything worked out for you, and you can't even ask a goddamn question.
Amazing. So Cider Summer says about you, Ion, says Dr. Ion has not got the bedside manner of Dr. Dean today.
No, that's true. Not. Here's why. There's a reason. It's time. It's time. Timing is everything. It's now time to move to the next layer. It's time. Please enlighten yourself. If you can't please enlighten yourself, don't depend on Bob to delight you. He'll do the best he can. He really probably is the only one that really, 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 really cares about you. But at the same time, it's time to take the next layer step. Contrast is wonderful. We love contrast. But after a little while, you make it to where you don't choose to stay. You make it so contrasting, it's no fun anymore. Now, if you're just wanting makeup sex and you're going to fight so you can make up, great. But if you never get to the makeup sex, then you're just fighting all the time. So the point is, bedside manner is, when you start this hour of trouble, it's time to shake yourself and come into your place of power as God. And you better get happy in this little world and realm that you've created. It's time. Get happy. Or get out.
No one knows how to do it, Ion. You got to give them a how.
Well, hey,
they're so brilliant they hadn't asked the question yet.
I'll ask. Well, here, you talk a lot about being visceral and being visceral and feeling it in your body. And you talk about coitus.
Tactile.
And you use that
tactile.
As an example, tactile. And you say about coitus as an example of how visceral feels. And that's a good example. But it's even much more than that, I would imagine, to be...
Well, when you engage and you're starting, you haven't achieved orgasm yet, but you're coital in position. When those eyes in the back of your head and there's just nothing else in the world but that, that's what we're talking about. That's the feeling place we're talking about. You can have it all the time.
Yes. Now, is there a difference between coitus and just orgasm because coitus is with somebody else?
No. Coitus is the option. Coitus is the process. This is a process of engaging into before you achieve orgasm. And it'll be great fun. Why don't you look up visceral? We keep saying all these wordy words. Look them up. Let's look that one up.
Ion, that definition of coitus, does it necessarily involve another person, or can you do this by yourself?
There's a lot of autosexuals running around here, honey. Some people don't like boys or girls. They like themselves.
And they're engaging in coitus.
Hey, as long as you're nutting, honey, it don't matter to us.
Okay. All right.
Now, it's more fun with other people just because you got a bias to go against, the contrast to rub against. Okay?
Sure. If it was the process, if it had anything to do with connecting with another person that made it.
Well,
valuable,
sometimes if you want somebody to suck on your big toe, there's parts of your body that are very difficult to reach.
Right.
So sometimes if someone else is doing that, it's sort of good, you know, and then reciprocally to reach those things. It's like those awful places on your back when you're scratching and can't find the scratch. You'll figure out a way to get your scratch itched, or I guess it'd be your itch scratched with it. You'll figure out a way to get there. But it sure is a lot easier to say, oh, would you please scratch my back?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I looked up this role, and it says, is feeling without logic or reason.
Hmm.
is one of the definitions.
Relating to deep inward feelings rather than to intellect.
Let it go. Ionis also says relating to the viscera, and viscera is the internal organs in the main cavities of the body, especially those in the abdomen.
Oh, the hara. Yeah, that's true.
The hara is the viscera.
The hara is connected to the viscera, yes.
Is the hara different from the viscera, though? It's a different body part?
It is, it is. It's more abdominal. When people don't nut enough, you can get a disease of it. You can have visceral pain.
Is the viscera different if the hara is disconnected?
No. No, no. Not from a thoracic standpoint.
So the definitions I'm seeing for visceral are coming from strong emotions and not from logic or reason. Felt in or as if in the internal organs of the body. Not intellectual. Dealing with crude or elemental emotions. Relating to or located on or among the viscera.
Instinctive. Instinctual. Gut. Deep down. Deep-seated. Deep-rooted. Inward.
Yep, this is instinctive unreasoning as far as related to not intellectual. So it's going with emotion and not logic or reason. Deep emotion, strong emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is that is feeling that way is when we're in our power. We feel it deeply, emotionally.
Okay,
and it's
good.
So strong.
Congratulations, congratulations. So ask a question.
So when we're in our power, we're feeling like that all the time, but we still need contrast to...
Well, don't worry, honey. You make enough... Hold on. You make enough contrast. You make enough contrast to natural living. You prefer, you don't prefer. You're hungry, you're full, you're up, you're down, you're cold. I'm cold, 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 hot, 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 wet, 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 dry, 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 dry. You, your ears itch. Sometimes you wear yourself out. You naturally make contrast. That's the lather, rinse, repeat process. You can't help but that. You make yourself unhappy by your bliss. Bliss, Carolyn, Dr. Dean gets the emails all the time. Dr. Dean, help me. Bliss has made me sick.
Bliss has made me sick. Wow.
And she treats them all. She treats them. It is ridiculous, but she treats them all. You think, yes, honey, we know. Bliss is bitch. Bliss is bad. It's awful that people have to go through. It's all these outside influences that cause bliss. And we wanted it. We was trying to eradicate bliss, but the FDA, they keep cramming that bliss down your throat hole. So, you know, we're just having to go from total biology says bliss is the end of all good things. That's what total biology says.
And then you've also said that it's just as simple as turning on the light switch to get into our power.
It most certainly is. That's how you got out of your power. Let's say that maybe we should do this another way. Maybe we should go through and say, hey, God, how did you separate yourself from your power? You went and turned off, but there wasn't nobody home but the lights, and they were out. You turned them out. You're so powerful. You're so much as God, you are able to separate yourself from your own power. And all we're saying is reconnect yourself. Put yourself back in your power. Or
so
get
out. What can you address anything in this stage of my world that's not allowing me to just switch it on?
You're questioning your questions. You actually ask very good questions, but you question your questions.
I question.
The only reason to ask a question is because you don't know something. Well, if you don't know something, that's what you want to ask. Bob asks questions about asking questions.
I question my questions, so I'm not sure about my questions, is what you're saying.
Correct. And then we give you answers that are all spot on, and you go with those answers and then make new questions. But it's not because we answered your question. It's because you based your new question based on our last answer. So the better question would be, then, you separated yourself. The process of falling would give you the keys to ascension. But then we've given you those keys also. We rid it every way you want to go. We made it hard. We made it soft. We said, let's see, what can a rabbit do to a stump? He can go aboard, about, above, across, after, against, along, amid, among, down, during, step, forth. He can go through all them prepositions. And then all those things can be objects of prepositions. Well, as long as you are diagramming and you can have prepositions, then you can have supposition.
Line
as
long
as there.
Bye-bye.
Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I heard the recording that said line muted.
Yeah.
I heard that.
I'm on.
No, you guys can be heard.
Our
you can be heard.
Come on.
You can be heard. You can be heard.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, we can hear you.
Naeem?
Hey, Bob.
Yes, Madeline. You want to speak?
No,
unmuted.
Just
muted.
And Andrew?
Now we're all unmuted.
Unmuted.
You are now a host. All participants are now unmuted.
We're now a host. What?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Now you got it.
Fuck you, bitch.
Oh, man.
You are all hosts.
Wow. We're all in our power. We're all hosts.
Yeah, we made it.
You can mute Bob. Mute Bob.
You can.
The whole system. Then I am maybe keeping the Turbo Bridge alive for us.
Well, hey, Ian, I have one more question about the gods deciding to see what the experience of not being a god is. Did everyone do that? All the gods?
No, not at all.
So there's still a lot of gods here in our world.
Yep.
That
right here on this show. Yeah, right here.
Right here in River City.
Are there more ascended people than there were gods that decided to not go this
world? Okay, everybody that's a god, please raise your right hand. If you can able to raise your right hand, then you're God. Okay, everybody that raised the right hand from a percentile basis would be God. Okay. The right-handed people that are God, please stand to the right. And the left-handed people that are God, please stand to the right. So the right, right, left, right, right, left, and you have the right to be wrong.
We all hit star five.
On the Internet, there's been a real little talk about this program that keeps coming up on YouTube, and it's called WebBot Torso. And we have an in-depth insight as to, is it your consciousness group activity?
We didn't say.
Over 77,000 entries since this site opened up, and they're coming on every, I don't know, you could tell me how many minutes it takes for one to come up, but they're coming up nonstop.
The spiders and the screen scrapers?
We're talking about tones. Tones with red squares and blue squares on a recording.
Screen scrapers.
Is there more in the layers of knowledge to be presented for the public ears?
You ain't seen nothing yet.
It was my observation. Thank you for the answer. Because my lying eyes can't really tell what's going on. Help my lying eyes see.
Said the blind man who reached his hammer and saw.
That's a master builder.
So, Ian, when you say we didn't say, that means it's too hot to, for you to comment on?
Yeah, we can't.
That's how I felt, Bob. That's
good question,
Craig. Interpreted the answer provided.
Does that have anything to do with the crowd, Ian?
Yes.
Is there more information that can be provided, Ion, for these entries in Wikipedia?
Get out of the 4X now.
4X? Hey, Ion, why are you citing Wikipedia in a lot of answers? Ginny has made a list over the last couple of months. What's going on with that, man?
You told Bob that it was Roman Spa who updated the Wikipedia site.
Yes.
So Roman Spa is the name associated with the ID that made the update, and there was someone that actually made those changes. Was that someone, a human called Roman Spa?
No.
So updates were made by an ID associated with the name Roman Spa. Are there any other websites other than Wikipedia that we might find Roman Spa's creation?
Google. Oh, Lord, honey, you know what this reminds us of. You just can't believe it. We're starting to feel like Kitty Carlisle and What's My Line. we just love us some Kitty Carlisle. What's My Line? Are you a banker? Do you work
with money? I muted you, Craig. Laugh,
Craig. Do you have the ability to run deposits? Do you know what deposits
are? Craig.
Are you a banker?
Craig. Come on, Craig.
Do you trade in the Forex? Are you able to trade in the Forex? Does non-physical engage in Forex trading after hours?
Yeah. Is Roman Spa a nurse? Is Roman Spa's profession?
Ion, do you post?
Hey, Wendy. Gene's talking, Wendy. What are you doing?
Hey.
Gene's talking.
You gave me heck because I don't jump in.
That's right. You the one did this, Bob. You said men or something. You just got to jump in. You just got to push your way through.
Yeah, well,
there's
I changed.
There's a little kid that aren't going to make it.
If somebody's fucking actually asking, once everybody's jumping in, then the person who's asking something gets priority, okay? And you get fined for not recognizing that Gene is asking something. See, Wendy, you didn't recognize.
I was helping ask the same thing. Only
well, let her do it. Wait till it's over. And I just want to give you
I actually did anticipate that Wendy had a good question that might get Ion to reveal
Gene,
more information
Gene, guess
about
what,
this.
Gene, I clicked on View History, and I can see it, Carolyn. April 26th. Holy shit, where is that guy? Where are you? who was that? Listen, I'm saying something. Carol, I clicked on View History, and I can see Roman Spa did sign in April 27, 2014. We can see it as a unit of electric displacement, field of flux. So back to you, Gene. What is your point? Let's pursue this.
So, Ion, did you update that site using the name Roman Spa associated with the ID that made that change in anticipation of the May 3rd payday show?
Every word that is written by someone. Okay?
Yeah.
Then you didn't write it, Ion.
We don't write.
Define someone for us, please.
S-R-I-R-A-M-A-K-R-I-S-H-N-A-M-A-T-H.
Are you quoting a Wikipedia entry there, Ion?
Yes.
Mirana Krishmas?
Mm-hmm.
I want to correct myself. I gave the wrong knowledge. That's WebDriver Torso.
Okay. WebDriver Torso. Thank you. Right. Gotcha. Okay. Anybody listening to the archives, we apologize for this noise. We don't know where it's coming from. Can't seem to mute it.
You can't even keep your system together long enough to sustain it. You're going to mute it. That's wonderful.
Hey, this WebDriver Taurus has only been active for one day.
No. Did we do that too? Oh, no.
11 seconds, each one.
Berman Spa, if he's not human, can you tell us what he is?
It's a group.
So, Ian, you do not read from Wikipedia.
No, we do not read from Wikipedia. But a lot of the words that we have said is in Wikipedia because people turn around and quote our words exactly and put it in the goddamn Wikipedia and then accuse us of saying the words that were written in the Wikipedia. It's pretty ridiculous. After a minute. And if we really cared, it would make a difference and it would matter, but it really doesn't after it really doesn't. But don't get Dr. Dean started because she has a very different opinion about that.
I think so. I think you're exaggerating Dr. Dean's Hitlerness.
Oh, okay. Good luck with that.
Yes, who's that?
John from Vancouver Island. I went through the archives listening to Ian's response to my questions. I happen to have Wikipedia pages up, and it was number for number, word for word on the Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
That's what I noticed. So I don't
know. Wonderful.
I don't know what that means. Yeah.
So what?
Well, here's what it means. You have a reference point. You don't have to type it. You have a reference point that shows you that right there. And what we're saying is that many words we speak are also written down. And they're also there. And then if you look at the number of days from the time you looked at it from your archives to the time it was adjusted, you'll find that it bumps into the same amount of time.
Okay. Well, I got new questions if you want to hear them.
We're trying desperately to get you out of this rabbit hole that you've gotten yourself into. Easy. Hold on just a second. The point is valid and relevant. You just asked the question. There's nothing wrong with that. What is the problem is when you come into your own power, you should have known that math already. That you need a non-physical to explain it to you is the indictable position, okay? But beyond that, we're here to help, so if it brings you into your power, better. If your non-physical has to go look it up in Noah Webster, the lexicographer's version, so you'll know what something is, that's still more wonderful because you'd be the God powerful enough to go find the answer for yourself. We don't mind engaging at any level. That's not the question. But at the end of the day, our job is to bring you into your power, not bring you into ours. And the more you all don't come into your own power, the more powerful we become. Has been made itself evident this evening.
Ion, what is the difference between your power and our power?
Ours doesn't wane.
Are our feelings involved in creating?
It's more than a feeling. ELO.
What struck me when Ion was saying that, John, is a lot of the time when I'm doing some research with Ion, I'll go to Wiki, quote a bunch of words of Wiki and say, blah, 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 this is what they say. And let's take it from there, Ion. What do you say? So that's how we do it. So it's almost like, well, let's start with Wiki. Here's what they say. And then the follow-up questions, if you had not gotten interrupted last week, you could have taken it from there, you know, from the basics.
Okay.
No, not okay.
No, it's not okay. It's not. So you don't have to lay down. Fight. We don't mind you fighting. We'll fight. We'll fight back. It's good. It's not about that. What we want is you in your power.
All right, look. I just want to ask some different questions. Or actually, I just want to make a proposition and then get take
it. Okay, go ahead, John. Make your proposition.
Now, this is before you go right there. Y'all know where this is going if this goes to pottery.
Pottery?
I don't know what that means.
Parlory. We don't do parlor tricks, but go ahead.
Okay. I began last week talking about charge, and then you gave valuations of them, coulombs, that sort of thing. I thought about those answers, and I'll just put this out. Let's say positive charge is spoken into existence by human creators. Let's say it's a proton.
Hold on, they won't. They'll just speak charge. They won't speak positive or negative. They'll just speak charge. Whether it's positive or negative is where it lands. It's based on polarity. The polarity of a charge from a note from a proton is only gauged once it lands. It's like having watts without amps. It's a lot of watts, but without amps, it's not scary. So you don't create a positive or negative charge. You create a charge. A human creator creates a charge. Okay, now start from right there. Then, next phase.
Okay, once having spoken the charge, is there electricity right then and there?
That's a proton.
That's how we started last week.
Right.
If a proton is spoken into existence and it has positive charge, then the negation of that, it's sort of like falsifying the original proposition.
That becomes the essence of electricity. Because how many single electrons can you oppose to make charge? Well, it's just one. Well, how many if you have more than one? Is it now five? If you take two negative electrons or a double ground, if you don't, a three-phase double ground, doesn't it kill your system? And the answer is, well, it should be grounded to itself, should it not?
I would think so, but...
And if it's not, then what happens? It blows up. Well, it certainly will trip your switch gear, won't it?
You know, Ian, as soon as you answer a question, I get immediately confounded. So my apologies for...
No, it's okay, because you make up for it. Make up for it later. You make up for it later. Your candor greatly increases when you're not live with us. Time does you well.
Hey, John, he speaks too fast. He says too much. He piles too much on. I understand.
So what I'm hearing is that Ian acknowledges that we speak charge into existence. What
you do.
Not,
that's
yeah,
how you got electricity in the first place.
I got a real rough connection here. I'm not hearing a lot.
Don't worry
about it.
So when I said that, Ian said, yeah, we speak charge first, and then the positive and negative comes later or something?
You can't tell if it's positive or negative until it lands. Until it grounds, okay. It's neither positive or negative.
First charge, then you have a current.
You can't gauge amperage until you get an amplitude.
So when you say land, what do you mean by that?
A synopathy. Sink it. Let's say you got a generator generating electricity. You don't think it. It'll never charge. It makes electricity, but it won't charge, and it won't receive a charge. It won't convert from the utility if it's not sync. And the sync is neither positive or negative. It's the balance. So once it balances, then it can take and pick up the current, pick up the load, put it in three phase, ground it to itself, run it. Then you're making electricity. But otherwise, it's just spinning a turbine. Just spinning a turbine is not electricity. Hey, more to the charge. The friction that's left is when it lands that you can actually gain an amperage or a volt.
My connection's so bad. I'm going to let this one go, Bob.
We hear you very loud and clear. You're saying you can't hear us?
Yeah, Ion's in and out, so I can barely make out the words.
Well, luckily it's in the archives.
John, you just keep talking. We get the benefit of his answers. So you can listen to it later, but you just keep talking because you're asking good things.
All right.
You're actually getting good.
I'm going to run the risk of repeating or whatever. We speak charge into existence, and it could be either positive or negative, but we don't know yet.
You never know yet.
So actual electricity starts with what word or speaking what?
Charge.
And so it could be positive or negative.
Sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's bitter and sweet at the same time.
Electricity is a flow, is it not?
If it flows, it does.
If it doesn't flow, there's not electricity at that point.
Then now you're going to go back to kinetic energy. And what do you do with energy stored in a battery? It's still energy. It's just stored until it's released. So we're not warning you. We're just bringing to your attention a nuclear reactor has energy inside it, and it hasn't released any energy, and yet it still is energy. And that energy is convertible very easily into electricity. That is electricity before it's released. So you are right that some say that that kinetic response of energetic inclination does not apply until it lands. Then we'd say that there's no electricity until you consume it, if your words are true. See, what we do with Coldplay, oh boy, she perked up then. What we do with Coldplay is that we set the ambient reactant to be equal to the velocity of the second ampere of a cycle or a cyclical revolution. And that cyclical revolution, every time it turns, every time Mr. Wilson turns, one time it makes 27 joules of electricity. Mr. Wilson turns like a sumbitch.
Hey, Carolyn, I was telling you about the Coldplay.
It's okay. He can't hear no way.
No, nobody will get it. Nobody get it, but it's being said right there, you people.
Hey, you go find that on the Wikipedia. That's what you do.
Reaction is what?
You don't need us. Look that up. It's on the Wikipedia.
Let's say you have a point charge, and let's say that it's positive.
It's not. The charge is not positive.
Charge is.
I was trying to bring that up last week. That's what I was saying. Charge is first, and then you got positive and negative after.
That's what we said, too.
No, what you said was it depends on the proton. So right away, the energy or the electricity was tied up with matter.
Where the proton is grounded, where it lands. Charge is. That's right.
Where it lands. Okay, so it's landing from where?
In electrical current. It has to apply. If it doesn't apply, then it's not positive, it's not negative, it's just it's kinetic. And you said kinetic energy is electricity. We said, okay.
Does it have anything to do with clearing and opposing, say, a positive, and then the negation of that? And then we, as human creators, don't know we're doing the declaring. We don't know we're doing the negating. All we're observing is the relation between the two. Is it something like that?
You are a switch gear.
We humans.
Yes, you humans are a switch gear.
Or not a transformer, a transducer.
Well, maybe, but it's more simply based as a breaker. You are a breaker.
Guy, so are you keeping the turbo bridge going?
We'll let you know.
Nikki writes in, I know what John means about bad connection. The loudest thing I hear is a clicking and phasing in and out. Probably the bridge going out. Really hard to hear anything with that noise. Too bad. This is interesting. There went everything. Dead quiet now. Yeah, they just knocked themselves out. But that, okay, you're doing good, John. We're not getting anywhere, but great content. Good just noise.
So what Bob's trying to say is it's going to end in tears. We'll just see if we get a rag to catch it or not.
Anyway, back to you, John.
You're talking about negative pH?
Yes. Yeah.
You couldn't find anything on the wiki about that. You couldn't find any statements on about that in Wikipedia.
Exactly.
Well, be careful. Somebody will put it on there, and then it'll come back. By the time you get to the archive, it'll be thoroughly posted and done. And then that goddamn plagiarist non-physical has done it yet again.
All right. I'm looking forward to this one, okay?
Okay.
I was thinking that negative pH cannot be the result of adding more hydrogen ions to an aqueous solution. I don't think that would be the case. I'm thinking that the way you get negative pH is through H197.
The isotope or stabilized? H197 is an isotope. Is it stabilized or as an isotope do you refer?
What I've heard from you is that it's stabilized.
So there's a process of stabilizing isotopes, there it is?
Well, that's what you say. I don't know.
Well, if you're based on what I know, then okay, continue on. Go ahead.
So there's something about the process where H197 has been stabilized, and that is actually what's creating the negative pH, because if all you did was add more acid to an aqueous solution, it wouldn't get you to a negative pH. So there has to be something else, and I'm guessing it's H197.
It's actually, you need some carbon and some oxygen. It's called insulinose. It's what it's called.
Is that already happening? Is that what we're experiencing? Like any hydrocarbon in our bodies, is it now H197?
We didn't say.
You did say, though, the reason you're not getting, how did it go now? The positrons in the eye block or the eye cell are not going through collisions or annihilations is because of H197.
That's correct. That's right. And so that would lead you to believe that the radioisotope that is stabilized also transitionally protects or yields the polarity of that proton in the infusion. So as you're stabilizing with carbon and oxygen, that hydrogen, you're also creating by default a negative potential for hydrogen.
Holy smokes, I'm trying to get my brain around that.
Lucky for you, it's not a thinking man's game. You'll be all right.
You know, I wish there was someone else asking these questions. You know, someone more has
a sharper
pencil
than I do. No, they're not qualified.
You're
good at it, John. You're good at it, John. You're good.
You're good at
it.
You're very good at it. You're very good at it. Here's the thing. Just don't make it be about science. Because all science does, and the reason we will beat you every single time, and here's how we will do it. Science only allows creation for that which it cannot dispel. A scientist's job is to say it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Well, this is this. No, it's not. They disprove something. And the only thing something can be, according to science, is that they're not able to disprove it. So going at it from an analytical scientific position, where we in it, we win every time. But scientist says that bumblebees don't fly, and they do.
I don't think I asked from that point of view.
But see, because only a scientist would say that.
Okay, well, let me answer this.
Go ahead. It's all right. Just so it doesn't, as long as it doesn't get you stuck, we'll play with you till you wear yourself out. If you get stuck, yeah, there's nothing we can do. You're stuck.
Well, and I just go with what occurs to me. So you talked about carbon being infinite capacity for information.
Yeah.
Now, is that because carbon can form into about an infinite number of compounds? Is that what you mean by that statement?
No.
I'm stumped on that one. Okay, I'll just tell you what I was thinking. If hydrogen is H197, you got a bunch of carbon compounds, like hydrocarbons, that kind of thing. If H197 is now in those compounds, related to negative pH.
Carbon nanotubes in a carbon cycle.
So carbon nanotubes inside the body, is that what you mean?
No, in the carbon cycle.
I think of that on the planet, you know, the exchange between animals and plants. Is that what you're referring to?
Biosphere, pedosphere, geosphere, hydrosphere, yeah. Why would we choose carbon to balance the hydrogen in the first place?
Well, they got electrons to donate.
They do that indeed. Ambient ones besides, eh?
You said, why would you choose carbon to balance the hydrogen?
Yes.
Are you talking regular hydrogen or H197?
To us, hydrogen. Regular hydrogen is H197. To us, what you have is hydrogen. We find it the abomination. Our hydrogen, H197, is hydrogen. Your hydrogen, we don't acknowledge.
So we're talking ascension here.
Well, yeah. We think you all have mastered descension. You have got descension down pat. First prize, you win.
We already know that. You don't have to rub it in.
And it's not rubbing it in. At this stage, with answering the questions, it's arguing for your limitation. So let's go back. You have electrons. You have protons. You have a cycle. You have hydrogen. You have potential for hydrogen between an acid, alkaline base. Negative pH would be not necessarily transverse of that, but it would change alkaline acidity all across the board. It would also change, H197 changes water itself. It changes the boiling point of water. You change the boiling point of water, you just changed everything. The ecosystem, when ice makes, when steam forms, how the weather works, how come the weather's controlled, it controls everything. But the boiling point of water has to move and change to balance the new system, what God wants.
Now, you said that the white stone is made up of positrons.
Yes.
Now, if it was only positrons, they would be repelling each other. So it wouldn't be solid if they were repelling each other. So I'm trying to get a handle on something made out of positrons. Also, you said that positrons were positively charged atoms, which is the size of an electron. So that'd be one hell of a small atom.
It is indeed.
Is there anything making up a positron?
Well, it certainly isn't an anti-electron.
No, it wouldn't be that. I get that.
Well, but that's what Wikipedia says it is.
Is the thing solid? Because if it was only positrons, what would keep them together in a solid, you know?
Nothing.
Because they want to...
Nothing does. That's why your eyeballs start off weight, and then they go until they weigh almost nothing. But they're not solid.
And they're not interacting with anything? Because if they interacted with any kind of electron, then they'd annihilate each other. So is the eye block interacting with anything?
Fermion.
You got me there. I'll have to look it up in Wikipedia.
You'll have to find out what a lepton is, too, while you're there.
Those are good questions, John. Very good points that were brought up. Ion, is this noise being caused by turbo bridge problems that you're holding together? So you're saying past integer entered our spin.
Half integer spin.
Half integer spin is the reason you're holding it together?
Yes.
Are other parts of the country suffering the loss of access to turbo bridge, or you're holding it together for everybody?
Not for everyone.
Is Bill included?
He's hanging on. It's a white knuckle flight, but
why did he come on and tell us that he's there? Are you there, Bill?
He's got one toe on a button and another one on a phone and another one on the internet and another one. If he had one more finger, he'd plug the hole in the dam.
I'm here.
Bill, why is there only four names on the turbo bridge?
I don't know. I give up. They're probably all having their own private show somewhere.
We just want to get that on record, Bill. Every 2 hours, we like to hear Bill come on and say, I don't know what the fuck is going on. That's our producer. That's good. So get that recorded. I suckered you, Billy.
Our parents later. Composite Fermi.
John's back again.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, hold it, John. Pamela, I told you I know it wasn't you, Pamela. It was Paige White who says the whole thing was the broadcast. Fermion.
Superconductivity. Yes, that's right.
Relation to what?
Fermion.
And you're talking about the white stone?
Oh, we're not qualified to speak about the white stone. Only the one who named it can speak of the white stone.
The count does not use the term fermions in relation to the cold stone.
What? Oh, okay. Well, then you need to use a different particular quantum state.
From what I've read, positrons are a bit like, I don't know, they just come and they go. They're emitted and they collide. And so I'm trying to imagine a recognizable block made out of positrons. I just don't see how that can work.
Well, you see one suspended in a 55,000-gallon tub of cement pond water.
What keeps the positrons from flying apart?
Nothing.
Wouldn't they repel each other because they're all positive charge?
No, there is no attraction.
No, nothing repels, John.
Nothing repels.
We only attract. So, ion, when we create the charge, we immediately begin to attract.
A fermion, yes.
And we name it positive or negative.
No, you wait till it lands to see. If every erection you ever had ended in an orgasm, you wouldn't wonder if it was worth your while or not.
Are we judging our orgasms?
Yes, every one you've ever had is based on the last one you just had or the one you want to have next. It's called integer spin.
So every time we land, we judge it as positive or negative.
Where am I? Was that the best I ever had or the last best or the next best? It's like Bob and his ice cream. He eats a pint of ice cream. He says, Carolyn, I think this is the best half-gallon ice cream I've ever eaten in my entire life. She said, how do you know? He says, you're right. Let's go get another one. You have to have another one to compare it.
Now, I would be ever so grateful if you could translate that into the terms of electricity.
Okay. A fermion can be an elementary particle, such as an electron. Or it can be a composite particle, such as a proton. According to the spin statistics theorem, in any reasonable relativistic quantum field theory, particles with integer spin are bosons, while particles with half integer spins are fermions. Half integer spins will give you the best characteristic of what you call converted kinetic electricity in a basic particle quantum state. Helium-3 would be an example, too.
Baruch goes on about helium-3.
It's a fermion.
When I look up pH on Wikipedia, it says mathematically pH is the negative logarithm of the activity of the hydronium ion. More often expressed as the measure of the hydronium ion concentration.
That concentration is the key. Very good.
And hydronium, positively charged polyatomic ion with the chemical formula H3O positive.
Right.
And you've talked about H3O. And the ion H3O.
But not as deuterium. Not as deuterium. Not as heavy water. We talk about H3O a lot, but not as deuterium. There's a difference.
So H3O is used to calculate pH. And H3O as deuterium could...
No. It's not deuterium. We're saying H3 not as deuterium. It's heavy water.
Okay.
No, it's not that.
All right.
That's what they're trying to do with their fission. it doesn't work. Got to have fingernails.
Do fingernails have hydronium?
We didn't say.
Okay, so H3O is somehow involved in the calculation of pH equaling a negative number. Is that correct?
Yes, the potential for hydrogen is a very different conversation. It's not as simple as this. This is washing powders, and this is unwashing powders. Not like that.
In Wikipedia, it says ion H3O has been detected in the gas phase. Are we going to detect H3O in a other form than gas?
Yes.
And so H3O becomes either liquid or solid instead of gas?
Both. It can be in all three states. See, a keto is pumping out H197 out of Fukushima, out of purple right now. Wide open. Nonstop. Wide open. We're so grateful and thankful, and it's wonderful. And in Palo Alto, they are too. And then the one out in Nebraska, it is too. Wide open. Just fabulous. So it's aiding to it, putting it in the air. Now, the Earth is doing its part by amping up the poles. We have charged the poles, both of them, which is causing the polar caps to melt because we need to change the seas. Because, see, when you start changing the negative pH, you change the boiling point of water. So sea water would freeze. Well, if sea water freezes, it'd be the ice age of biblical proportion. Because, see, you bank on the freezing point of water, of seawater, to be 27 Fahrenheit as opposed to 32. That's why the seas don't freeze. But if you change the boiling point of water, then the seas freeze. So you got to change the whole schmooze so the seas don't freeze. Or you have to make the seas less salty. But now your eye block will do that too. It'll desalinate water as well. But we're not tripping about the salt. We don't care. We like salt, salt and light. You wish you were God. You'd be salt and light too. It would be great. And so then as you change the seas, and then the seas turn red from the Indian Ocean over toward Bob coming his way, and the Mississippi River runs the opposite direction through the planet, United States, as they call it, and a few more little tidbitty things, then a lot of the human creators are going to say, you know what, I'm out of here. I'm done with this mess. This is ridiculous. And all that's going to be left is a new heaven and a new earth, and the only people that's going to live there is God's. We wish the same for you. Then we break out in the chorus of, it's the end of the world as we know it.
And we sing a new song.
And you sing a new song, and you feel fine. So you got to change the whole seas don't freeze, or you have to make the seas. There's echoes. Oh, bop, 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 bop. Since Bill ain't got nothing to do, you can key up echoes from the burning bush. We do like the Chuck Wagon Gang, the Chuck Wagon Gang version. Y'all look that up. It should be on the Ionic page. If it ain't, you should check it.
Ionic page? You mean YouTube Ion?
Yeah.
Is that you, Gene? Tone it down.
Yes, my computer keeps coming on by itself.
You people realize this is a new form of showbiz. Ion is playing with everybody's computer at their home individually, isolating, fragmenting, distorting, clarity. It's quadraphenic, the Android meme is what I'm assuming Ion's doing this.
Why?
To show you what we can do. Because he can. It's a new form of physical sensation. You know, you've never experienced this before.
Because it's fun.
Yeah, because it's fun. That's F-U-N, not P-H-U-N. That's F-U-N.
Now, listen, Bill, the Cathedral Quartet's pretty good, but it ain't as good as the Chuck Wagon Gang. And there is a short one that you can do just a little bit. It's not so long, but all of them is beautiful.